comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Donald Trump may be wavering on one of his bedrock issues, illegal immigration. Now, the wall along the Mexican border is still part of Trump's pitch, but now mass deportations may not be.
This was the best week, I think, so far in the Trump campaign.
That's Kellyanne Conway, the new and third Trump campaign manager in as many months. She defended his call, made in front of an almost all-white audience Friday, for black voters to turn to Republicans because their schools are terrible and they have no jobs. Conway was on CNN suggesting his long-pushed idea of deporting those in the U.S. illegally might be softened a bit.
To make sure that we enforce the law, that we are respectful of those Americans who are looking for well-paying jobs, and that we are fair and humane for those who live among us in this country.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Floodwaters are receding in Louisiana, and the cleanup can now move ahead full.
In southeastern Louisiana, more than 60,000 homes have been damaged by flooding. FEMA has already provided $55 million in temporary assistance, plus $15 million in advanced national flood insurance payments. President Barack Obama will visit Tuesday. Louisiana's governor pushed back at critics who said he should have come sooner.
I asked them to let us get out of the response mode where we were still conducting searches of houses, we were still making rescues. I didn't want to divert these police officers, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers, and other essential resources.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
This is the first week of school for many students in the Washington region, including Prince George's County, where some students may have to stay home.
At last check over the weekend, 6,000 students still haven't met their vaccination requirements.
Their requirement is children have age-appropriate immunization, and when they don't, they must be excluded from school.
Prince George's School Student Services Director Adrian Talley says there are medical and religious exemptions.
And the parents must complete documentation.
Though he says it'd be hard for parents to say they didn't know about it.
Robocall, texting, emails, and on our website, and information we have sent home for the last 6 months.
They held clinics over the weekend to try to vaccinate as many as possible. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
School starts today for kids in D.C. and Frederick County, tomorrow in Prince George's and Anne Arundel, and on Wednesday in Fauquier County and St. Mary's County Public Schools. School's back in session next week in Montgomery County. That could change next year, though.
Next school year, Montgomery County students may start 1 week earlier. Rachel Eller is entering 11th grade.
Not good, because I like to enjoy myself and with the vacation.
The Board of Education is considering a plan that would start school the week of August 21st, but students would also get out of school earlier. It would mean an extra week of teaching before exams. Amy Gardner is a parent and a teacher.
The longer we keep them in June, I feel the less quality education that happens. Not at the fault of teachers and families, it's just the reality of being in the hot months.
The board is looking for input now before it makes a decision in November. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is set to announce today that he has restored the voting rights of 13,000 convicted felons, one by one. Last month, the state Supreme Court overruled the governor's attempt to restore the rights of over 200,000 felons in one fell swoop. And more than 1,000 residents of a public housing complex in northwest Indiana are in a state of uncertainty ever since authorities told them last month that their homes must be destroyed because of serious lead contamination. Parents in the West Calumet housing complex have been told not to let their kids play in the dirt and to wash the toys because the soil is soaked with hazardous levels of lead and arsenic. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,553. The Nasdaq at 52,38. Sports, the U.S. men's basketball team wins its third straight Olympic gold medal. Team USA is coming home from Rio with 121 medals in all, including 46 gold. Baseball, the Nats lose. The O's lose. They open a four-game series against each other tonight in Baltimore. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Right.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound. The crash after business 234 as you come up to the rest area. Looks like everything to the shoulder. Heavy through that stretch. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, you hit the brakes. And again in Vienna. Now accident really slowing us on Old Keene Mill Road in the Springfield area. Eastbound Old Keene Mill Road before 95 near Hanover Avenue with big delays on the approach to the scene of the crash. On King Street, Alexandria, as you come through the Shirlington area off of 395, King Street, big delays to the intersection where Beauregard Street and South Walter Reed intersect. Police are at that intersection with the crash. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge. Delays back near St. Barnabas Road, top side of the Beltway, the normal stop and go through Silver Spring. 270, the crash south at Falls Road, out of the travel lanes. 29, southbound at Tech Road, just after Cherry Hill Road. That accident gone. We have the volume now filtering beyond past the Trader Joe's and down toward Four Corners. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here to start off a new work week. We've got dry weather temperatures, though, quickly starting to come back, though, by midweek, closer to 90. Today, 85, lower humidity, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. Upper 80s, close to 90 by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Woodbridge, 66 in Olney, 73 degrees in Washington. What you won't be seeing on TV this fall in Virginia, Clinton campaign ads. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington Comes to Talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Trevor Maddich. He's going to give us the lowdown on how the Skins are looking after that preseason game with the Jets. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we bid a fond Portuguese ciao to Rio de Janeiro and the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. Of course, 4 years from now, we'll all be meeting again in Tokyo. But until then, we'll just have the memories of these games. But not so fast. Let's talk about what happened over the weekend since last we met. It was another great weekend for the Americans. And joining us right now is Liz Clark, sports writer for the Washington Post. You're still in Rio, Liz?
Yes, I am. I am packing as we speak, and most of us from the Post will fly out tonight. It's a long overnight flight back to the States, and so we wander back to D.C. Tuesday. But there are a few will stay.
Liz, before we talk about that bizarro world closing ceremonies, which looked like something out of Dr. Seuss's acid trip, tell me about the games over the weekend. How did we do? Basketball was sort of a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Although, you know, the loss earlier in the Olympics of the U.S. women's soccer team kind of was a jolt and I think made everybody aware nothing's a given, you know, of course. But yes, indeed, both the U.S. men and women in basketball got their gold, which was terrific. For the host country, Brazil winning just a nail biter of a soccer tournament to avenge Germany. I think everybody had to feel good for Brazil that they had their gold in the sport that is their national treasure. So that was great for them. There were, some surprising and delightful disappointments with I think the Mongolian wrestling coach stripping off his clothes in protest of something that didn't go their way.
I'm sure a lot of people may have seen that go by on social media or on cable where these coaches stripped down to their underwear in protest. What was that all about, though? What were they protesting?
you know, I have to explore Mongolian culture a little bit more. I mean, my only precedent for that is, you know, it had the opposite intent when Brandi Chastain ripped off her shirt, you know, to celebrate, I believe it was a U.S. Women's World Cup way back in the day.
Yeah.
So this was a new form of protest for me. I was covering just a thrilling boxing gold medal bout at the time, where a young U.S. woman, Clarissa Shields, won her second gold, and she's the first U.S. boxer to win back-to-back gold. So that was a big deal in my world.
Okay.
But, you know, I felt really lucky to have started out the game covering gymnastics, where it was just literally a gold rush. And just wildly entertaining,
yes.
Exuberant, delightful performances by the gymnasts that just reminded you the possibilities of the Olympics amid a backdrop where everybody was braced for, you know, grimness, if not total disaster.
All right, so there was this closing ceremony, which was pretty wild, we also got to see, you know, the next host country, which is Tokyo, sort of made a presentation toward the end of that. And who would have thought that 61-year-old Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, would be such a wild and crazy and spontaneous kind of guy? He made an appearance there in sort of an unusual way.
Yes. No, I think that was delightful. But the bar for heads of state humor was set very, very high, if you recall, by the Queen of England herself, who appeared in a little spoof with James Bond, a video spoof at the opening ceremonies of London. So I think we have heads of state kind of rolling with it and being good sports.
For those who don't know, he appeared at the end as the character Super Mario.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, yes. So the Olympics always trying to appeal to the younger audience and and keep their relevance, which we'll see how they do with that.
Well, is there any further fallout of the story about our four swimmers? We heard stories that that there was still some concern and still some debate as to whether the full story has come out. And I know that I don't know if you've seen it yet because you're in Rio and still packing and everything. But USA Today had a breakdown of the secret videos, the closed circuit videos. And they say, you know, the police may have exaggerated this story more than Lochte did. It still looks like an armed holdup to them, even if Lochte may have embellished the truth a bit.
I haven't seen that video. I've seen footage of the damage that at least one of the swimmers did in busting down the bathroom door. So I haven't seen anything
okay.
that makes me feel empathetic toward the swimmers.
Really? But you just said you just said the damage that the swimmers did. Are they still alleged to have done that, or have they actually come on camera and said, yes, we damaged that bathroom?
I don't think they've come on camera and said they've
right.
damaged the bathroom. I've not heard anything from, well, excuse me, I'm getting them all confused. I know one made a monetary payment and an apology. You know, to me, Lochte's cracks at telling his version of the story, his cracks at apologizing continue to fall short. He has a long road to go to make himself the victim in this,
okay.
I guess is what I would say.
Interesting.
Yeah, the local athletes, we've noted here earlier that Maryland, if Maryland were a country, it did very well, but our local athletes really acquitted themselves quite well.
Yes, that is tremendous. I think, you know, everybody expected Michael Phelps. Well, maybe they didn't, actually. Everybody expected Katie Ledecky to absolutely
yes.
crush.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tremendous. I think Phelps' relevance and dominance at his age was just a delightful surprise. But then there was a gold by a female wrestler, a young track star, you know, for D.C. So it was great. Great for Maryland, great for the D.C. area.
And Virginia, yeah, yeah, absolutely. A really good Olympics. All right, well, listen, come on home.
I'm just curious, how have you found your experience in Rio?
Well, you're sweet to ask. I tell you, I was raised for a lot of bad things, and I just thought, if I can get through this without, you know, some problem with personal safety, you know, losing my laptop, some disaster, it'll be good. And it was far better than that. Absolutely nothing bad happened. There were challenges every day for everybody, athletes including, right. Included. The food wasn't easy to get, and it was difficult to eat in a helpful manner. It was difficult to plan your day because logistics were kind of touch and go. But at the end of the day, we are here to see athletes perform, and it was the athletes who redeemed
things. All right.
Well, it should be about the
athletes.
Nice
thought, yeah. Liz. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. Appreciate you joining us here this morning.
It's 8:15
on WML. It means it's time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of our tricky spots this morning will begin Virginia on King Street. If you're coming off of 395 heading through Shirlington up to the intersection where Beauregard and South Walter Reed Drive meet, right in that intersection for the crash, so everyone's slow in that area. Also heading through West Springfield on eastbound Old Keene Mill Road, if you're trying to get over toward I-95, and a lot of you are, the crash right near Hanover Avenue under police direction. Still closed in Annandale because of an accident that brought down a utility pole and wires. Hummer Road closed at Royce Court. That puts it just north of the Little River Turnpike. You cannot use that. They'll turn you around. They tell me about 3 more hours until they can get that reopened. All right, let's go Maryland around the Beltway, topside College Park to Silver Spring. We've been doing okay through Greenbelt, New Carrollton. In Upper Marlboro, crash on 202 Largo Road at 193 Watkins Park Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It looks like it's going to be a nice day today. Temperature around 85 degrees tonight. 65. Man, that is really pleasant. Tomorrow, 86. Wednesday in the upper 80s. Then it starts to get a little warmer. Thursday and Friday, temperatures in the low to mid 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 817.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
The president can't be everywhere. I will be briefing him on what I see here and what the status of our recovery and response efforts are. Administrator Fugate did the same thing after his visit here 2 days ago. So the president is closely monitoring the situation.
From his golf cart, that was Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson on Thursday answering a question as to why the president has not yet visited the flooding in Louisiana. What was that answer again?
The president can't be everywhere.
No, but apparently for a couple of weeks there, he can only be in Martha's Vineyard. So here comes the politics of storms. And listen, storms have become a political... My understanding is storms have been a political issue going back to Calvin Coolidge. One of Calvin Coolidge's greatest moments, I believe, is when his own home state of Vermont suffered a horrible flooding problem that wiped out a town. And everyone in this town said, Vermont said, President Coolidge, are you going to help out your state? And he, as president, said, no, not our job. You guys help yourself out. This is before, FEMA and all of these things, of course. And the president said, I don't need to be there. I'm the president of the United States. You guys have a flood. It's your state's responsibility to fix the problem. And that's one of the reasons why we should love Calvin Coolidge. But, see, since ever since George W. Bush was slandered by vile leftists in the media and in our culture as being racist for not... flying directly to Ground Zero in New Orleans and putting on waders and rescuing people off roofs during Hurricane Katrina, storms have been a political hot potato. Now, you remember right before the 2012 reelection campaign for President Obama when
Superstorm Sandy
hit the New Jersey coast. We can always remember Superstorm Sandy, which, of course, was all about global warming, even though we haven't had a hurricane in this country in almost a decade now. And President Obama, of course, within 2 days of that storm hitting the coast of New Jersey, was right there getting a big old bear hug from that bear of a man, Chris Christie. And many people believe that that was one of the reasons why it tipped the election. What was that, like 4 days before Election Day? Uh-huh. And there's the president looking presidential. Well, he hasn't looked very presidential on this storm, and many will argue it's because he's not running for re-election. But one man who is running for election is Donald Trump, and he got down there on Friday.
It's a great place. I've had a great history with Louisiana. They need a lot of help. What's happened here is incredible. Nobody understands how bad it is. It's really incredible. So I'm just here to help.
And after stealing all of the attention on Friday and getting some really good photo ops and getting a lot of good kudos, even from, believe it or not, Democrat Mary Landrieu, former senator of Louisiana.
Does a visit by Donald Trump, is that helpful to raising awareness and money?
I think it is, and I want to thank Mr. Trump for coming to Louisiana.
I think after all of that, President Obama has decided, well, maybe I can be everywhere, and tomorrow he will be visiting Louisiana to give whatever aid he can. Of course, that is 4 days after Donald Trump went. And Hillary Clinton, she's still resting. Raising money.
She needs a lot of rest.
And raising money.
By the way, while he was in Martha's Vineyard and the people in Louisiana were fighting for their lives, the president had 10 rounds of golf, 4 beach outings, 3 walks with the First Lady, 4 social outings, and 1 Democratic fundraiser.
See, but, you're right. And that is what happened while the people in Louisiana were fighting for their lives. Could President Obama have helped people fighting for their lives by flying down there on Air Force?
No, but I take your point about there being a double standard. There really is a double standard. And, George Bush was lambasted. I mean, just taken to the woodshed because he flew over Katrina and didn't land. Why did he not land? Because when you land and you're president and you're in the middle of a crisis, you have another crisis because you now have to provide security for a president. And it's just a distraction that they didn't need. He did well by going back later when it was calm. But boy, did he get ripped up one side and down the other for that. So I decry the double standard. And it is interesting.
I'm just trying to stay consistent. Yeah. I don't think Bush had to go. I don't think Calvin Coolidge had to go to Vermont. And I don't think Obama needs to go. But you know what? Hey, politics.
Well, I want
politics.
Consistency out of the coverage. And unfortunately, I guess that's a lost hope, a lost cause. It'll never happen.
It sure enough is, Brian Wilson. Well, 8:22 on WMAO.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Ted Britt Automotive, it's the place to go for your new vehicle. Boy, they've got, they're going to give you great deals over at Ted Britt Automotive. And what are the things that you worry about when you're going to buy a car, right? You want to get the best, beautiful baby to drive off the lot. Right. And over at Ted Britt, they have 1,200 vehicles in stock between their 9 locations. Now, then we're talking Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Plus, by the way, 2 Harley Davidson locations. So you got a whole lot of choices to get that perfect, perfect new vehicle. But you also want a great deal. Well, because they've got 1,200 vehicles, they can get you some pretty great deals. In fact, you're going to find the best deals in the area with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on that wide selection of cars they've got. Okay, so now you've got your great vehicle and you've got your great deal. But then there's one last thing, and that is, what if it's a pain to take care of? Well, they've got this thing called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So they've answered all the questions. Just get on out there. Schedule your next service with Ted Britt so you can see how awesome they are. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It is now 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 heavy through Landmark, had a minor crash near King Street. They were able to quickly get that to the shoulder, so it shouldn't be much of a factor. Beyond, though, from near the Pentagon, it's the morning rush hour, slowing us across the 14th Street Bridge to lower 14th Street and the freeway. Now, Virginia, police are telling me the crash is cleared out of the travel lanes on King Street, right where it intersects with Beauregard and South Walter Reed Drive, but watch for delays coming from 395 to go north on King Street up to that crash. So very slow. You're not used to that. Same story in West Springfield. Still dealing with the accident on Old Key Mill Road. If you're heading in the eastbound direction before you get to I-95, extra time needed for sure. We are clearing out. A little bit better news. Suitland Parkway inbound. Just have some of the stop and go delays. Heading up toward First Sterling. Earlier accident long gone. And finally on L Street, we have one lane getting by L Street between 18th and 19th, the scene of last week's transformer fire. But you can get by using one of those lanes. Now up is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. You can learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking weather now. Cold front through, a few clouds, high clouds at that this morning. Plenty of sun this afternoon. A little breeze out of the northwest, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 71 degrees at 827.
She think I'm hotter than some lava. Pockets on Big Mama.
Well, of course, you recognize this artist. This is Swipey.
Yeah.
Swipey,
I have a lot of him on my iPod.
Well, he's an up-and-coming rapper out of the D.C., Maryland area. And he was murdered over the weekend, 1 a.m. Sunday morning, it appears, out in Suitland. He was murdered. He's 18 years old. And for people in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area who are big hip-hop fans, they know that Swipey was somebody who was definitely up and coming and had a promising career. But also, if you look at his Instagram and other social media feeds, you can see that he was also running with, well, as often is the case in the hip-hop world, not the most savory character. And something happened. Something happened late night at 1 a.m. In Suitland, Maryland, and Swipey is now dead. And the hip-hop world is mourning, and many people around the area who appreciated his music are mourning as well. You saw the hashtag RIP Swipey trending on Facebook. Mm. I got to be honest, I first saw it, and I thought it had something to do with Tinder. And then I found out that
Swiping.
So Swipey is dead. And hopefully this can somehow be a teachable moment for people who are embracing that culture and realize that there's a huge amount of crime and violence that ends up with a lot of dead young people, the most famous.
There's a story on Heavy.com quoting his manager, who said that it happened at his mother's house and that he was shot twice in the head at close range.
At mom's house.
And apparently they had something to do with a girl, and this is a quote from the story, that Swipey had messed around with but wasn't with at the time.
It's 8:28 on WMAO.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit season premiere tomorrow, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we'll check in with Trevor Maddich to see how the Redskins did in their big preseason game against the Jets. It's all coming up after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump may be softening his stance on illegal immigration.
This would potentially be a big reversal for Donald Trump. His hardline stance on immigration, it is one of the defining core issues of his campaign. And Trump is now preparing to make a major policy address this week on immigration. And there are now some indications his positions could be changing.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Louisiana is still recovering from the catastrophic flooding that hit the state almost 2 weeks ago. Former U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu says the devastation area is massive.
A large swath of South Louisiana, not just Baton Rouge. It runs from Ascension and Livingston Parish, which is sort of between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, all the way over to the western part of the state.
President Obama is scheduled to visit Louisiana tomorrow. The Rio Olympics are over.
We got to witness some of the greatest athletes the world has ever seen. Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, Usain Bolt. So it was an incredible celebration last night at the closing ceremony. Brazil, they won the most medals in their nation's Olympic history, so it was a party. Soccer is like religion here. They won their first ever Olympic gold here for Brazil, so a huge samba party to cap it all off last night.
Correspondent Coy Wire in Rio. Authorities have lifted all evacuation orders now for thousands of people driven out of their Southern California homes by a wildfire. About 82,000 people were ordered to leave when the fire broke out last Tuesday. South Korea and the United States have begun annual military drills. North Korea, meanwhile, is threatening nuclear strikes in response to what it calls an invasion rehearsal. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,553, the NASDAQ at 52,38. Sports, the Rio games are over. Team USA is coming home with 46 gold medals, 121 in all. Baseball, the Nats lose in 10 innings in Atlanta. The O's lose to the Astros. Tonight, it's Nationals versus O's in Baltimore. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left invest on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Southbound crash at Falls Road. That's been completely cleared. Coming south on 29. Once you get through some of that volume in Burtonsville, you'll hit the next slowdowns through White Oak and pushing off and on down through the signal lights toward Four Corners. Outer loop still slows through Silver Spring for the morning commute. Baltimore, Washington Parkway hung up in Laurel. South on 95. I'm looking at delays near 32. Again, near 216, we had a minor crash. That was quickly cleared. Upper Marlboro, though, different story. Big delay still. 202 Largo Road, if you're pushing northbound, coming up to 193 Watkins Park Drive because of a crash. Still cleanup underway. And in Virginia, Old Key Mill Road, trying to get over to I-95, jammed with the crash just after Hanover Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front now pushing off the coast. Rain's done. Sunshine is out. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. Little drop in humidity. Some clouds early, sunny this afternoon. We're down to 85 degrees with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, cooler, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86, and more sunshine on Wednesday in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Gainesville, 71 in Waldorf, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And, of course, it's time to talk some football. Brian and Larry in the house, and joining us here in studio, as he sometimes does, Trevor Maddich. Our WMAL Redskins analyst, Comcast Sportsnet, 12-time Emmy Award-winning elite long snapper.
There you go.
You have that. You got to put that. Takes a big card to put all that on.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah, I can't do it all. It's good to have you, Trevor. Okay, so we had the game on Friday, and by all accounts, the Jets really stunk up the place. But how did the Redskins look?
Much better. And you're right. The Jets, the Jets stunk up the place. And wasn't it interesting? And it almost seemed weird to me that the other team gave gifts to the Redskins in terms of turnovers and penalties and things like that. It just happened over and over again, and I just remember shaking my head at the TV thinking, those poor Jets, I know what you're going through.
Right?
Either way, though, the Redskins were better. They hit better. They were more active on defense. The running game was better. The blocking on the edges was better. And so I see this as that improvement from preseason game 1-2 that the fans were looking for.
So when you say they did better from the Redskins the week before against the Falcons, and clearly they did better than the Jets. But did they have the first stringers in? Did they have, you know, what we're going to see on opening day when the real season starts?
No. The starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins, was a healthy scratch. So were the two top receivers, Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. Jordan Reed, the tight end, missed his second straight preseason game with a thumb issue. Left tackle Trent Williams, Still is nursing a sore knee, so he hasn't played in a game yet in the preseason. So there were a lot of guys, some of them with tweaked injuries, some of them healthy scratches, the most surprising being the starting quarterback, Cousins, that did not play in this game.
Yeah.
No, but why did they? I mean, it seemed like he'd want to take a few snaps.
You know, I would like to hear the explanation of that. I haven't heard one yet that I really like, because training camp has less contact this year than it ever has because of the collective bargaining agreement that limits contact so players don't get worn out and have problems later in life. The thing is, though, you've got to have full live contact in those preseason games to make up for it so that you not only have the physical training of taking the blows and having to get back up and play, but also the timing, because when you're running around in shorts and shoulder pads, you're going as fast as you can in practice, but I'm sorry, the timing is different and the urgency is different. And just a few plays like that, I think would be helpful. Keep in mind now, two preseason games into it, the starting quarterback has only thrown five passes in preseason games.
Geez, that's a little terrifying. All right, so if I can look a little bit beyond these preseason games, the first four games are the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Giants, and then the Browns, who have that up-and-coming quarterback, Robert Griffin III.
Why can't we get a guy like that around here?
I mean, do you feel like this team is setting themselves up to be able... setting aside the Browns for a minute, Steelers, Cowboys, Giants... is a hell of a way for the Redskins to start the season.
Yeah, that's really tough. And I think they could go 1-2 or even 2-1 in that stretch and still have a great season. I mean, but if they go 1-2 there, they still have a chance to go on and win the division and do great things. You're right. The beginning of the season might establish that the Redskins are for real as a playoff contender and even to run deep into the playoffs if they win those games. But as long as they win one of them, at least one of them, it won't say that the Redskins are not ready to go. Okay. That's how tough it is. If they lose them all, look out.
Yeah. Okay, so every time you go through a new season, there's always some guy that comes along and you go, wow, didn't expect that. An outstanding performance, a standout performance. Anybody that's striking the coaches as being really exceptional this time around?
There are a couple. One of them is Martrell Spate, linebacker out of Arkansas. He was drafted last year and did very well on special teams, but he's the kind of a guy that really needs to play with his mind because he's not physically dominant. And yet he does, meaning that he learns what the offense is doing. He sees it, recognizes it, and attacks it. So he plays faster than he runs on the track. And he's had a phenomenal camp and two very good preseason games.
Trevor, a big part of the preseason is not just letting the players sort of get their feet under them and everything, but it's also for the coaching staff and everybody to sort of work through how they're going to go through the season and work on some of the new things that they want to execute. Have we seen anything from Jay Gruden that's different from last year's philosophy, specifically offensively?
Not yet, and they won't show much different in this preseason, but what he's seeing now is a chance for him to work with Kirk Cousins. It's been focused on RG3. He was brought in, Jay Gruden, to resurrect the career of RG3. And so he was focused mostly on RG3 to learn.
Right up until the last game of the preseason, right?
And unexpectedly, Kirk Cousins was named the starter for the beginning of the season. That was the end of RG3. So Cousins did not get first-team reps for the offseason OTAs and training camp. And then all of a sudden, bam, he's first team. Now the coaching staff is shifting their focus to Cousins. That means they're learning the nuances of what he likes, what he doesn't, what he can do best, what he can't do best, and that shifts as defenses learn the same things and they change how they play him. Now the offensive coaches need to adjust to that. Well, now they've got a full year of knowing Cousins, and Cousins telling them what he wants. And so I think we will see some minor adjustments. And I think a lot of those adjustments will just be on the quick passing game because Cousins' anticipation is phenomenal. So they'll be able to trust him to anticipate a route, get the ball out earlier than RG3 would ever do because RG3 had to see the route come open before he'd throw it.
Okay, so as you have now gone through a couple of these preseason games, optimistic?
Very optimistic.
Yeah.
There are still holes that need to be addressed. The running game was better against the Jets than it was against Atlanta a week ago. But they still need to improve the blocking. And they still need to identify their bell cow running back. And now with Matt Jones injured, that could be an interesting problem. They might be bringing in some veterans now off of other teams' cuts, or maybe even off the street to see what happens if they're not sure he can be healthy.
Anybody jump to mind in that regard?
Well, Pierre Thomas is a guy they brought in last year. He knows the system. He's on the street right now. He's not the long-term future. I think they'll give Robert Kelly, the undrafted rookie free agent from Tulane, a lot of reps now next week to see if he can be the guy, because he has looked pretty good when there have been holes there.
That's going to be one of my late round picks in my fantasy football league. I think that he has a chance.
I think that's a great call. And Keith Marshall, 220 pounds, runs a 4.340, seventh round draft choice out of Georgia, has disappointed me in the preseason. I thought he would do better.
Wow.
They gave him lots of opportunities last week, and he wasn't able to find holes. There were holes there, but he ran into blockers instead of finding those holes.
So far, Trevor Maddich, this preseason, going into the opening day, September 12th, to coin a phrase.
So far, so good. Remember, it's all relative. Right. I am a 10 on a scale of 1 to 42. The Redskins need to be compared really to everybody else in the league, and other teams in the league are having the same problems the Redskins are, except even worse. Yeah. Look at the Jets last week.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
That's a beautiful thing, is that you can always look at the Jets.
That's right.
So we could always be the Jets.
That's right.
It could be worse.
At least we're not the Jets. All right, Trevor Maddich, thank you very much. Good to have you in. It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and it is back to school today for some of the schools, so watch for the kids, the buses. Stop for those school buses, please. Let's get you around the Beltway, Virginia, in Annandale. Just some of the volume briefly at 66, then the toll road to the Legion Bridge. So pretty normal delays on the toll road as you head through Reston, bogging down. Crews are getting ready for the road work starting here at 9 o'clock. 66, no late problems as we continue to push through Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Old Key Mill Road, though, boy, we're struggling trying to get through West Springfield over to I-95. The crash eastbound Old Key Mill Road before you get to I-95 near Hanover Avenue. That's the culprit. Please watch for police. They're still waiting on a tow truck at last check. That's one of the reasons why you're still sitting there. DC 295 south past East Capitol Street, incident reported. That's where we're focusing on those delays heading right now. And into the 3rd Street Tunnel, slow coming off of each direction of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little break in the heat and the humidity with a northwest flow around today. Some clouds this morning, otherwise clear. Plenty of sunshine, a northwest breeze, 85 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It is now 8:46. Larry, I have this story here, yes. and I know that you're going to be very shocked, stunned, and surprised at this new development.
This sounds like a breaking news story.
Yeah, well, I don't know how
Drudge is going to put the siren up on this one.
I don't know that it's breaking. It's about something that's broken.
You have
how about that? The Washington Monument will remain closed for at least the next 10 days. According to some reports, because
what could possibly close the Washington Monument?
Well, you may be surprised to know this, but the Washington Monument apparently has a problematic elevator. How many times have we heard this story? That's right. The Washington Monument's going to be closed for the next 10 days because they've got... Well, look, here's the thing. It's an old elevator. It's been giving them trouble. According to Mike Litterist, who is their spokesman over there, every time it breaks, it breaks something different. It's not like the same thing.
That'll happen when things get old.
Yeah, and then it's like they're putting this thing together with the baling wire and chewing gum at this point, it seems. And every single time they have a problem, it's a different problem. So what they have decided to do is sort of like what Metro did. Let's take 10 days here and figure out what the real problem is, what needs to be done, come up with a long-term solution, and then see if we can get the money and the funding to do this that fixes that really need to be made.
Brian Wilson, you got to help me out here because, you know, listen, I'm a rookie here. I'm a neophyte. I'm a freshman. I've only been here in Washington, D.C. for about 4 years now. You, on the other hand, have been here, I believe, 7 decades.
Yeah, 7 decades.
You moved here when you were 40.
I was, yeah.
And so...
I don't know where that came from. So am I wrong in remembering that when I first arrived here, there was this giant scaffolding and canvas contraption around the Washington Monument as they were doing millions and millions and millions of dollars of work fixing the monument from the earthquake, right? And
why wouldn't you take that time and address what you know is a problem? It's been a problem for years. I don't understand
Didn't anyone say, hey, while we're at it,
let's fix the elevator?
Let's put a new elevator in.
Why not? Of course, I remember back in the days of the steam elevator. And the steam, there really was a steam elevator at the Washington Monument, a steam-operated elevator.
Really?
Now, what could possibly go wrong with a steam elevator?
Yeah.
And by the way, men and women were not allowed to get into the elevator together at the same time.
That would be scandalous.
Yeah,
that would be scandalous.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, so the steam elevator apparently did work. And got them people to the top and the bottom. But
So we're closed down now, and now they tell us they're going to fix the elevators, just like they're going to fix the Red Line.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hope it's not the same team.
Let's hope they can find this thing. It's a piece of machinery, a literist says. There's no way we can ever guarantee we'll ever break, but it's been breaking an awful
lot. A whole lot. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. And it was a steam elevator. Do you know who raised most of the initial money for the Washington Monument?
No.
The widow of Alexander Hamilton.
Is this a reason for you to like sing a show tune?
No, I see you. As soon as I mentioned one of our founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, you think it's always about the Broadway musical, the smash hit.
With you,
Broadway.
It generally is. is everything at some point or another. It's 8:50.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sure, your kid wants a cell phone, but are they really ready to have a cell phone? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Our friends at Common Sense Media suggest starting this conversation by asking why your child wants a phone. Then you need to make sure they understand the rules set forth by your family and their school, as well as what the consequences are if those rules are broken. What are some concerns you think your family and teachers have about phones? Executive editor of Parenting Content, Sierra Falucci, says you can use this question to clarify any of your concerns, such as how to handle a call or a text from a stranger. I make sure they understand the places it's never okay to use their phone, such as in the locker room or at the dinner table. And last but certainly not least, what happens if the phone breaks or gets lost? Will it be replaced? And if so, who's going to pay for it? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. We'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead. Switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment using the same quality process as the full price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team! Work uniforms, athletic uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment, and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we're trying to wind down the rush hour. We have a late crash all of a sudden here. Virginia Beltway, Annandale, inner loop before you get to the Little River Turnpike, right side of the roadway. Where it is getting better, you can now take King Street if you're heading northbound north of 395. Those delays cleared out up toward Beauregard, the scene of an earlier crash. Still quite slow, Old Keene Mill Road. I just asked police, what is happening? Single car crash. They still have under police direction. Old Keene Mill Road eastbound before you get to I-95. They're still waiting on a tow truck. Looks like crews are setting up that road work on the toll road heading eastbound near the Reston Parkway. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, no late problems, just the volume. Same story with 270, 95, and the BW Parkway pushing down to the Beltway with lanes open. Update is brought to you by MedStar, Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little break in the heat and the humidity with a northwest flow around today. Some clouds this morning, otherwise clear. Plenty of sunshine, a northwest breeze, 85 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 8:56.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
And now
Station. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvies frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvies robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we will preview the president's trip to flood-prone Louisiana.
That'll be awesome. And coming up in 8 hours, I'll drive you home there in Washington's Drive at 5, get you up to speed on what happened while you're at work. Now it's time for the Chris Plant Show. Good morning, Chris.
Are there any good golf courses in Baton Rouge that the president's looking at? You see the picture of him yesterday,
the
Drudge Report, standing on the roof of a car in the flooded-out street, doing a chip shot off the roof of the car there.
A little Photoshop action.
Donald Trump, Kellyanne Conway, immigration, U.S.